It's Weekend Edition Sunday on WVTF, your listener-supported public radio station. And part of our Weekend Edition Sunday is always a visit from veggie chef Andrea Mattioni-Willis. And Andrea's here with us this morning to talk about some. How'd you get the idea for this hurry curry business?
I was really hungry.
Okay, that'll do it.
I was out on a long run and was about halfway through, and I realized, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry, and I started craving curry. And well, this week's recipe is a result of that. And I found that, you know, it does take a long time to do this sort of thing from scratch, but fortunately, I found this product. It's a green curry paste made by the brand Thai Kitchen, which really speeds up the process of making the sauce. Every ready-made curry sauce I've seen also has fish sauce in it, which is not vegetarian and a little gross in my opinion. So the green curry paste by Thai Kitchen gives you the base for the curry sauce without the fishiness. It is also gluten and dairy-free, as is this recipe.
Excellent.
Yeah, a little extra there.
Yeah.
No need to write any of this down, as it will be on WVTF's Facebook page shortly and later on WVTF.org under the news tab as Veggie Chef. Now, after all that talk, I hope everybody's still interested in the hurry green curry.
I'm in a hurry to hear about the hurry green curry.
Now, this makes approximately 4 servings, and you're going to need 1 can of light coconut milk, 2 tablespoons of the green curry paste I mentioned, 2 teaspoons of agave nectar, 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, 3 cups of cooked black or brown lentils, and if you're using them from a can, go ahead and rinse those and drain them first, 1.5 cups of frozen peas, but they need to be thawed, 4 cups of cooked jasmine rice. I used the Success brand boil in a bag, really cuts down on the cook time, and then 1/2 of a lime cut into 4 wedges, and sea salt to taste. Now, you're going to pour the coconut milk into a 2-quart saucepan and bring it to a simmer. Then add your curry paste, soy sauce, and agave nectar. Stir well and make sure that the curry paste is blended evenly into the coconut milk and simmer for 5 more minutes. Then add your lentils and peas and simmer for another 5 minutes. So easy.
And then
serve 1 cup of the lentil and pea mixture over 1 cup of rice. If you use the boil-in-bag rice, as I did, you can make it in the microwave, the rice, and it will be done about the same time as your sauce.
Mm.
So you're eating in like 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, that is a hurry, isn't it?
It is. And then you're going to garnish each serving with a lime wedge and let each person use as much extra lime to the dish as they wish. The curry paste already has some lime in it, so I just used a little on mine while my husband squeezed all of the lime juice in his wedge on it. So it's, you know, individual taste on that.
Okay.
Also, this recipe really makes closer to 5 servings of the actual curry lentil mixture. So you can either make a little more rice and save the extra for a quick lunch the next day, or just spread it among the other 4 servings.
That's what I'd do.
We saved a little bit.
But that's one of my problems is portion control.
I think everybody has a problem with that.
Perhaps.
And if you have questions about this or any other recipes I've shared, you can email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks.